Samoa is a very small country, and we are competing for the best students. So usually they look at journalism and media studies as perhaps the last option when the other options at the university have been taken over by the other students. So yeah, that's why it's lifting the standards and lifting the entry point to that, so that we can have quality students after they've completed the degree course.
Do you think by having a degree course, what it could do is produce journalists who are ready to take on particularly government? I mean, we were just hearing about the saga in Tonga and the Prime Minister's unhappiness with the national broadcast. I mean, it's not easy in the Pacific Islands, is it? Because they're such small communities.
Yeah, I think smallness is a difficulty, and especially when that closeness means that we know each other and then most likely that we are all related. I think it has to come with the way that democracy is evolving in our small island countries, where we need to subscribe to higher ideals in terms of accountability, especially in a democratic setting, and the way that governments are supposed to be established in serving their constituents rather than to advance their own messages, as what we've heard in Tonga, which is quite surprising to hear the developments there. But yeah, that's what we are hoping for, and what we are actually looking at Samoa. As you may have heard, that in Samoa over the last 20 years, the government deregulated the media and then opened up the whole media scene. And then now we're having more privately owned media and more voices who are private and individual voices in the media spectrum in Samoa, which I think it's a very healthy thing, especially for a small society and a small democratic setup like we have here.
But with the proliferation of media organisations, I mean, a large number of television stations really for a population of around 200,000, is there a concern perhaps that what you might end up with is quantity and not necessarily quality, and that's where this journalism degree perhaps could plug the gap?
Yeah, that primarily is what we are aiming for, is to have a well-trained journalist, because it's very true that having the quantity doesn't mean guaranteeing the quality. We have the churches who play a major influence in our small society, who are now owning television stations and radio stations, and they are also into the commercial market, putting out news bulletins every night and also having something about their development in the churches, which I think is not a bad thing. But yes, it's a very small market, 200,000 people in the country. Samoa in particular, I think we have a unique situation where we have the diaspora who are spread across the world with more Samoans living overseas. And I think that's a market, a ready market, with technology, the way that Samoa is investing in submarine cables to access those markets. I think that's something that we need to look at in the case of Samoa itself. Just going beyond the geographical locations that we have here, so that we can reach a wider market in order for the media to survive.
Would you see the task for those who go through this journalism degree course and graduate at the other end as being one of effectively taking the place of the opposition, if you like, in Samoa, because they were pretty much wiped out at the last election, so there's no real opposition there to take on the government? Maybe it's up to the media to do that job more than normal.
Yeah, it could be that, but it can't take away that we need properly trained journalists. We need those in Samoa at the moment. But we have a government that is quite open, and we ourselves, we have a weekly appointment with the Prime Minister, and we ask him an open conversation with him about anything that is developing, which I believe is a very healthy thing in terms of our situation here in Samoa. And I don't think in the other countries we have such very easy access to the Prime Minister. But yes, after the last elections, we have no more opposition in Parliament other than just a couple of two or three MPs who are in the opposition benches. So the media actually plays a major part in that, in asking the searching and the hard questions in the absence of that. And we need well-trained people to deliver that.